Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
By this we know love. Those words should make our ears perk up. Love, love. Isn't it what we all want? Isn't it what we all need? In our text for today, which is from 1 John, has the formula of love. We want to hear it. So what does it say? From God's word to us through the Apostle John, what do we know about love? Believe it or not, in one way or another, everyone loves. Even the worst people ever throughout all history loved. But here's the thing. On our own, most of the time, the object of our love is self. When we love something, it's generally because it gives us pleasure. When we hate someone or hate something, it's generally because it is a threat to us. But is love of self really love at all? The Apostle John writes in verses just before our text, "For this is the message," he says, "that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother Abel. And why did he murder his brother? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Cain loved not the object of his love. The object of his love was himself. His brother received recognition from God, and out of jealousy and self-love, Cain killed his brother. His love of self showed itself in hate towards his brother. The message that we heard from the beginning is that we should love one another. But we don't, do we? We don't. The law proves over and over again that we are more like Cain than we would like to admit. If we're honest, what did love of self do to Cain? It led Cain to a fear of God that saw no hope, and it led to his lonely exile and rejection from others. Love of self really does no good for anyone, not even for us. We need something other than the love of self. The message of Easter reveals a different kind of love. It is a love that has the object of affection. It is a love that lays down one's life for the sake of the other. It is a love that is confident and unafraid because it lacks nothing. It's not motivated by fear at all. It's not motivated by fear of loss, but rather it recognizes that it has received everything, and so it freely gives. John writes, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us." You know, this is, if you think about it, this is really something. It really, really is. You know, you have to contemplate on that he gave his life for us. Did we deserve to have God lay down his life for us? No, we didn't deserve it at all. The love that God has made known is far different than any other love. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who He has given to us. For a while, we were weak. Weak. Christ, when we were weak, Christ died for us. Now that is true love. And Jesus gives this love willingly. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus laid down his life for us and rose from dead for us. This is the message of Easter, isn't it? By this we know love. We receive and we know this love every time we gather around our good shepherd in word and sacrament. Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body given for you. And take, drink, this is my blood shed for you. Here Jesus gives you his love. That's where his love comes from. And here's where you receive the forgiveness of sins. And by his love, our guilt, our shame is removed. Lent and Easter get at the heart of how we know love. Jesus lets us know that this love cannot be contained by those who receive it. If a person receives Jesus' love, he must love others. You just can't help it. David put it this way, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And we can say, you prepare for me the table at your supper, and you have anointed me on my head by the waters of holy baptism, and your love for me cannot help but overflow. In verse 23 of our text in John, he wrote, and this is the commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. As Lutherans, we always understand the obedience of God's commandments begins with the Father's love for us in Jesus Christ. Jesus united us to himself in baptism and thereby connected us with the greatest act of love the universe has ever, ever seen. The source of our love, the source of our love for others, and faith toward God begins with knowing Jesus, Jesus' love for us. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.